The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Fester Mai, good afternoon. 7 minutes past 12 midday. Man in Line with you through to one. 90 new cases of COVID were detected yesterday. We now have 735 active cases on the island. 10 people in Nobles, no one in ICU. 251 people waiting for the result of a test today. And 75 people booked in for a test. From the vaccination dashboard, we've got 67,432 first doses have been administered, 64,337 second doses administered, and 9,848 booster doses have been administered. The Department of Health and Social Care is currently holding 14,586 shots of vaccine in stock at the moment. So we're at 8 minutes past 12. Sandra's with us, first of all, on Man in Line today. Hello, Sandra.
Hello, glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Beth did a great job last week, but it's really good to have you back. I hope you're well enough to be back. Just wanted to say that Dr. Haywood, I think it's Dr. Haywood, makes a lot of good points, but I had to read it to get those points because many of us are hard of hearing, or we're making jam or making bread or cooking or doing chores when we're listening to the radio. And when someone speaks so quickly as she does, it's very hard to take in all of her good points. So I say I hope that you will repeat a lot of them on her behalf. But please pass along to her that if she's going to make it in politics and she wants to get her points across, she needs to speak more slowly and clearly.
I'm sure she's heard that loud and clear.
Good. And the next thing, I can't believe that the Council of Ministers are waiting until their regular meeting tomorrow to discuss something as serious as the COVID situation on the Isle of Man. I think it's outrageous. We're the worst in Western Europe, according to the certain bodies. And certainly the World Health Organization said that we were the worst in the British Isles. And for there to be no precautions whatsoever I just can't understand it at all. I just can't. Nobody's talking about lockdowns, but there should be. The government should want to try and control the spread by doing something.
How do you feel this is going, Sandra?
I think it's terrible. I think it's absolutely terrible. They're just walking away from their responsibilities to manage the situation. You know, just shutting down the island as they patted themselves on the back doing last year when we were able to exclude the virus, they patted themselves on the back for that. That's not managing. That's just, you know, taking the easy way out, managing. So many other countries are doing so many different things. I heard the education minister had been into a school and he said he'd opened a window, and by the time he turned his back, the kids had closed the window again. In Germany, they are told the children have to come to school in coats because the windows will be open to control the spread. When you go in to stay in a hotel, you have to show that you've had a lateral test or something before you can stay in a hotel in places like Germany. You know, other countries are doing things, and other countries, if you look at the graphs on the BBC or you listen to Radio 4, World Service, you know, Britain is doing so badly, and we seem to just want to be even worse than Britain.
So
is our government?
You'd like an element of certainty to this, even one way or the other.
No, I'd like them to take control of the situation and make some rules, because just asking people to be kind and to maybe take care of themselves, you cannot protect yourself if someone is standing next to you and they sneeze or they cough. Regardless of, you know, how much you try to protect yourself, you're in an environment indoors. It's criminal. It's criminal. And Dr. Hayward's case was right, that just taking a taxi or a bus to confirm that you are positive before you do anything about it, or even asking a family member, you're going to infect that person while you're doing it.
How do you feel about face shields?
I don't mind face shields. I don't mind what I do. I mean, we are fortunate. I don't have to go out and earn my living. If I had to go out and earn my living, I would be frightened every single day of going to work. I'm able to just not go anywhere. I just don't go in anywhere. I don't let anyone into my house. I mean, you know, we've been like this since last March, virtually, just trying to keep do as much as we can for us to stay safe. But I feel for all the people that can't do that. Many people can't shield themselves. They have to go to work. They have to take taxis. They have to go on aeroplanes. The government should be doing something to control it. And the poor woman who had to go to Liverpool, you know, for some probably life-threatening thing, has to go on a plane in a country where COVID is out of control.
I wonder what we're going to hear tomorrow.
Well, I hope to goodness that they take the responsibility for which they're paid and which we have given them the mandates to take control of this island.
Okay. All right, Sandra, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, you too. Glad to be back.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. It's 12 minutes past 12. Once again, thanks to Beth for holding the fort last week. Apparently, there's a bad dose of flu going around, and I got it last week as well. How do you feel about face shields, by the way? About wearing these the plastic things in front of you. Rather than a face mask or face covering, to wear a face shield. I just wonder what your thoughts on whether or not they should happen. Lots of people would prefer face shields, particularly people who are hard of hearing and who need to lip read as well. With coronavirus case numbers rising in recent weeks, the Manx government say the chief minister may be calling a media briefing this week to update you on the COVID-19 plan. Well, since the end of September, more than 1,400 people have tested positive for COVID-19 on the island, with almost half being 19 or younger. Illness amongst pupils and teachers meant one high school had to ask some students to work from home last week. Well, it's half term, so it's a bit of a time out for schools at the moment, for schools, for staff, teaching staff and pupils as well. But former teacher Jason Morehouse, Arbury Castle Town and Maloo MHK, Jason was a teacher at Castle Russian High School, he reckons changes need to be made.
I think half term is an exciting period, that it's actually a clear start. When children go back on Monday the 1st of November, something different can be done. If those children are told clear that in the classrooms, in the corridors, masks will be worn, then that will happen. Whereas if you're giving this general instruction, partway through a term, partway through a day, by one teacher and other teachers aren't doing it, then it won't get carried out. One of the best things I experienced whilst teaching was the behavioural policy. And that had four stages, and all the children, all the teachers knew what the stages were. When stage one happened, you knew you were progressing. And it's the same with masks. If the children know they have to wear a mask from 9 o'clock on Monday, the 1st of November, 2021, there'll be the clarity. And that's what students need, that's what the parents need, and that's what the teachers need.
Jason Morehouse. Sandra was talking about Michelle Haywood. Well, Mr. Morehouse is going to seek an update from the Education Minister, Julie Edge, in Keys tomorrow. Of course, you can hear it live on Manx Radio. That sitting will also see the Isle of Man's testing approach discussed. Dr. Michelle Haywood is one of the Russian MHKs, and she wants to know if lateral flow tests could be used to confirm positive cases instead of PCRs.
My question really came because there's a study that shows that lateral flow tests are actually probably far more sensitive than we'd given them credit for, certainly for detecting people who've got active shedding infections and therefore are a risk to other people for transmission. And if that's the case, is there some scope for saying, well, if you've got a lateral flow test, we're not going to make you go up to the grandstand and have a swab that costs £30 a time, plus the PCR test that costs another £5 a time. We could just take that the lateral flow test was positive, therefore we'll decide that you're positive. And that reduces the risk for a number of other people. So if you don't drive, you have to get in a taxi and go up to the grandstand to get swabbed. And if you're a child and parents have to drive you, they have to get in an enclosed car with you and take you up. So you're putting those other people at risk while you're doing that. And I'm not sure that we gain any clinical benefit from it. If you know people are positive with a lateral flow test, pretty much the data would suggest that you can take that as positive. Does having a confirmatory PCR actually change how you will manage that person in terms of isolation? No. How you'll manage them clinically? No. And when they get admitted to hospital, you do a PCR test anyway, because it is considered the gold standard. But actually, for managing those patients in the community when they're staying in their own homes, is there any added value to it? And I would argue that actually we've got lots of other things going on in that lab. There are lots of other tests, you know, all of the 400 or so other tests that they do. And you're putting those staff under a huge amount of pressure trying to deliver something which actually doesn't change what you're going to do.
That's Dr. Michelle Haywood talking about LFTs, PCRs and what have you. Well, they're all in tomorrow for the Keys are going to be talking about that tomorrow with a brand new comb in to talk about it. And I just wonder what you think of the approach and where you feel. And I think it's sentiment and morale is very important. And particularly doing this show last year, we noticed morale going up and down. I just wonder where we are now. As we obviously at the end of this week, clocks are going to be going back, which means dark nights. Not as much fun. This time last year, of course, it was fine. We were all locked out. There was no COVID around, and we had our own world, a fairly safe world. Now, things aren't as safe as they were. Let's just face it. Things aren't as safe as they were. And it's a situation that we're basically having to live with. And I just wonder how you feel about this, particularly if you have children at school. What do you think about it all? Welcome back, DOI. Welcome back, me. Thank you. Am I being cynical, or was the fact that the poor lad's hearing was held on Friday, so the news would be released on Saturdays, so the majority of the public didn't hear about it? Do you think heads are going to roll for producing a ridiculous, and surely is that an illegal road marking at St John's, the old railway path? Furthermore, what's going to happen when we have something go wrong? Maybe a death on the roundel. Steve, with those points. Why isn't more being done to push the children's vaccination programme? I registered my child a month ago and I haven't had an appointment. I know of others in the same position, and I don't know if any child has received their jab. Surely preventing children catching and passing to parents and grandparents should be a priority. Well, that's my question to you then. If you have a child registered for the children's vaccination programme, how is that going? Text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com, call 661368. Regarding the flow test, lateral flow test, when's somebody going to look at into these tests? Do they work properly? Are they a waste of money? Is Dr. Haywood wrong about this? If we drop proper tests, we'll never know the current situation. I guess the government does the government really want to know that? Is it something the government want to know? And a message in from Sharon. Yes, Sharon, thanks for your note. I am feeling certainly better than I was and glad to be back with you. Thanks for that as well. COVID-19 isn't going to go away. We simply have to learn to live with it, says Dave. Not going anywhere. Well, that's what they've talked about all the time. Mitigation. Margaret's with us. Hello, Margaret.
Hello. Lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
I'm a bit concerned about all the coaches that are coming in from the ferry and going all around the island, visiting all the cafes, whatever, going into all sorts of places. And I think the COVID has gone right up high. And I'm a bit concerned about this.
Do you think we should stop it happening, stop the coaches?
Yes, I do. Very much so. Because I think it's causing a lot of harm on our island, which we were absolutely getting over it. We were brilliant. And then suddenly this happens.
I mean, I'm trying to think, do all the people who are coming on the coaches, presumably they have to take a test before they come?
Well, yes, they do. But it doesn't mean to say that it's going to contain it, does it? I think all these people going in and off coaches, in and out of buses, in and out of cafes, and it's just getting worse.
What about collections of people on the Isle of Man, though? I mean, everything's open now. The cinema's open, theatres are open, concerts are open now. Everything's open. Do you think we should go back to some form of control that we had in the past?
Yes, I do. I do. Just to please try and contain it. I mean, the minister did such a wonderful job, and we were it was great. and suddenly it's all gone haywire. Just a bit concerned about it, that's all.
Okay, all right, thanks, Margaret.
All right, thank you.
All right, 21 minutes past 12, a message in from Nina who just said, look, the virus isn't as contagious as some people think. My son had it last month. I didn't get it, neither did my husband. My son had cold-like symptoms, wasn't very ill. He's 16, unjabbed. I think fear is the biggest risk to everyone, says Nina. Well, that's Nina's point of view as well. Regarding face shield, says why? It prevents us from hearing what ministers say, so I'm all for wearing them. Seriously, though. yes, please, start with the students, says that. I have to work in schools and people's houses, so we should all be... It's the face shields. These are the things that make it look like Dr. No. You know, the Perspex face shields, like a pair of glasses with a piece of plastic, a bit of mica stuck around the front. Do you think we should all be wearing those rather than face coverings? What do you think about it? The Chief Minister and his team says Peter need to step up and put measures in place like children wearing masks in schools and consider social distancing again. Otherwise, we could get to Christmas and require more severe measures be required. Nobles is stretched now, and we all need to make sure that we don't put unnecessary pressure on the health service. So we have 10 people in Nobles at the moment, nobody in ICU, and all I'll put to you is that the clocks go back this Sunday, and 8 weeks on Saturday it's Christmas Day, 9 weeks on Saturday it's New Year's Day. Howard's with us. Hello, Howard.
Hello, Andy. Welcome back, fella.
Thank you.
Are you well again?
Oh, just about. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, just that lady's just been on there about the coach tours, etc. I know we need business. But I saw one of the bus vanning the other day coming in from the south, and it had Newmarket Tours on it. Well, Newmarket, if my memory serves me right, is a company that used to operate. It operates in the UK, and it travels all over. And it used to do a lot of tours from the Isle of Man at one time. But using the bus vanning, well, that's public transport. And was that bus given a deep clean afterwards, or just went straight back into public service? And it was carrying passengers at the time. Also, if you remember, not so very long, within a month or 6 weeks at the best, one of the coaches that came over was of a matter of interest to the government, the health people, and the people on board had to be tested, and various aspects of that tour had to be looked into. But we've not heard anything more since.
Yes, I half remember that. I'm trying. How long ago was that?
Well, it's not. It's a month or 6 weeks at the best. And they were staying at one of the hotels on the promenade. And it was a conducted tour that came to the island. Well and good. If everything's up and above board, we've got to have these things coming in. But that was a matter of interest to the government and to the health people, who actually stated that they were going to do checks on it. And we never heard anything more since. I know that was all during the election. They were more interested in getting themselves into government than what the people they were representing. But the people who were here, we've not heard a peep about it since. But how often does Bus Vannon use the public transport for company tours on the island?
And you say as well, I mean, how often are buses deep cleaned anymore?
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to encourage the public to travel on them, yet at the same time, what's the sanitation on them? Well, what's the cleaning criteria, sequences? And we are now pushing, nearly 800 people here. And per head of population, so 100,000, we are very high up in the numbers that would cause concern. I don't know what the age groups are, but we're getting an average of, 90 a day now. So where are these coming from? And are they wiping the bottom end off as the number become? I know a family that's had two children in there, and they came out of isolation yesterday. Are they being taken off the bottom of the list, or is it just like a running order? As I say, we're pushing, over 700, nearly 800
now on this tiny island. And if you look at the population at 86,000, that's 10% of the island that's got COVID.
And also, Howard, I just want to put something to you as well. I just wonder about the people who take LFTs, and I took unending LFTs last week just to make sure, and they all came back with just one red stripe. I just wonder whether there are some people who get an LFT, come back with two red stripes, and feel absolutely fine, feel like they've got a cold, and don't report it.
Well, I know of these two children. One had symptoms, and the other didn't. They both went into isolation, but both had PCR tests, and both come up positive. The parents, they came up negative, but the whole family were, you know, they played by the book. But I said to my wife the other day, how many people are actually having the symptoms and not going through to get a PCR test because they don't want to stay off work? Or they don't want to forego a holiday, or they don't want to stop going out. So it's down to the honesty of the people who have the symptoms to abide by the rules. And it makes me wonder why this is spreading so rapidly.
Well, I wonder, and it'll be interesting to see what the Chief Minister has to say, and also what Dr. Ewart, who no doubt will be in and around, what's going to happen then. And in the middle of all this, flu for and the normal winter chills that we didn't get last year.
Well, whether they were not reported as much, but obviously they were around. The COVID took precedence. Everything was COVID, and that was what the mainstay was, and that's what the government thrived on at the time. And with Alf Cannon coming into Chief Minister now, I like Alf, and he's always been an honest man, same as his father. And I think he will bring a change of government as long as the people are going with him in the cabinet will follow and be as firm as they should be. Because this is what's happened in the last, well, since the last lockdown, the previous lockdown, things seem to have slipped. David Ashford, he was fighting an uphill battle. And good luck to him where he is, but we need a strong health minister. And I mean a strong, and I think, who is the chapter from Ramsey?
Laurie Hooper.
Yeah. Well, he's not one to be afraid to ask questions, providing he gets the suitable and truthful answers. That's the main thing. But as I say, I wonder where these numbers are coming from with the 700 and 800 that we've got here on the island at the moment. It's a worrying number because of the population. As I say, 10% of the population, virtually, that are now going down with COVID. Mm. But, yeah, it's one of those things that we're going to have to live with, unfortunately, but you were talking about lateral flow. I know of one family who had negative on the lateral flow. They went up and rightly had the PCR test, and two of their family came out with positive. And the very next day, just out of curiosity, they tested the lateral flow on one of the people in that family who had tested positive, and it showed negative. So there is some discrepancies there, and these lateral flow tests are a guide. So, but there was a negative, a positive, and a negative. So it makes you wonder just what is happening within the system.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Howard.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Good to hear from you. It's 12:30 on Manx Radio from the Isle of Man. I'm Andy Wint on Man in Line today. As of yesterday, October 24th, according to the World Health Organization, the Isle of Man has had a total of 9,107 cases of COVID. Over the past 14 days, there have been 1,079 cases. There have been 602 cases in the past week, an increase of 26% on the previous 7 days. So the Isle of Man has more cases of COVID than any other region of the British Isles. more cases of COVID than any other region of the British Isles. In terms of Europe, it's only places like Estonia, Serbia, Lithuania, Georgia and Romania that have more cases. Nowhere in Western Europe is it as bad as the Isle of Man. That's how it works. That's the situation. So, any thoughts on this? All you need to do is call 66 13 68.
As the nights draw in, tis the season of warm and cosy. Miller Chaps of Ramsey have plump pillows, cushions and throws to bring new textures to your home. Sink into a beautiful new sofa and read in the warm glow of a new lamp, or curl up on a deep, pure wool rug as you drink hot chocolate and watch your favourite film. At Miller Chaps, you always find superb quality, so love your home this autumn with treats for you. A host of special offers from Miller Chaps.
Miller Chaps of Ramsey.
Visit Just Care Products right behind B&Q and see our wide range of mobility aids, from small everyday items to rise recline chairs, beds, scooters and our airline-friendly foldable power chair. Plus, we are the island's only stockists of cozy feet footwear. Just Care Products, right behind B&Q.
Just Care Products, 627-177.
Guess what the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company does?
That's right, we supply and fit garage doors and gates, and automate them.
We also do security shutters, sliding glass doors, railings, the complete service for home or business.
Every job is fully guaranteed, and best of all, we don't charge you a penny till the job is done, for total peace of mind.
Visit manxgaragedoors.com or our showroom at the Isle of Man Business Park.
The Garage Door and Gate Automation Company.
We do what we say.
On Friday the 29th of October, enjoy the Quo Experience. Enjoy one of the UK's best status quo tribute acts live at the Gaiety Theatre and rock out to their biggest hits, including Whatever You Want and Rocking All Over the World. It's not to be missed. Buy tickets now at villagaiety.com or phone the box office on 600555. Presented by RS Promotions and supported by your nation station, Manx Radio.
On agenda tonight, MHK's Claire Christian and Tim Glover talk about the worrying increase in gas prices, the need to press on with measures to better insulate homes, and that this House of Keys really will be better than the last. I also ask Claire Christian whether she seriously thought that Manx Gas would hand its profits over to gas customers. That's all in tonight's agenda with me, Phil Gawn, at 6 p.m. on Manx Radio. Infectious enthusiasm and plain speaking in a politics show. Who'd believe it?
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Look at that time, 26 minutes before. For one, I disagree with Sandra, says this correspondent. If she's wearing a mask and someone behind her isn't and sneezes, she'll be protected. She's making her choice, and that's fine, says Nick the Ski. But we can't stop the virus completely. All we can do is get on with life and cope with it. By the way, those figures are per head of population. I was talking about the fact that things are bad, really. So World Health Organization says the Isle of Man has had 9,107 cases, 1,079 in the past 14 days, 602 in the past week, 26% up on the previous 7 days. So more cases per head of population than any other region of the British Isles. Here's a notice in, a message in just to say, Andy, as well. Face shields, no. Face coverings, no. No, I've had two vaccines and that's that, says Anne. So no face shields, no face coverings as well. Why cancel the TT yet again? It seems like everything in business is going like nothing has happened over the past 2 years. The government should tell us just to carry on, basically, like there's nothing we can do about it with COVID. We have to live with it as well. So why not have the TT go ahead? Isle of Wight is go. Don't think it is. Didn't they cancel the Isle of Wight? Didn't the locals against it as well? Talking of TT, have you heard the big news is that the homestay list has opened. If you're getting ready for next year's TT or you want to get some money in to pay for your next holiday, registrations are open for 2022's TT homestay. on behalf of the Department for Enterprise. If you're the welcoming applicants, if you want to register your property for TT22 and beyond, the homestay provides an opportunity for households to host paying visitors for the TT Festival. During the TT period, you can earn £1,800 tax-free. Hey, and that will have access to the department's public liability insurance. If you don't register, you don't have access to the tax-free limit nor the public liability insurance. That's the deal. So if you want to register for it as well, then simply get in touch with them. You can pick up a copy of the Homestay Hosts information pack and registration form. They're available to download from the official Homestay website, which is iomhomestay.com, or you can call 640393. Call 640393. There's an email address, hosts, plural, hosts at iomhomestay.com, or go to iomhomestay.com, the website, and download there. Get it? Got it? Good. 640393 if you want for that £1,800 tax-free. What do you mean you've spent it already? The COVID situation's going to be with us for a long time, says Nigel as well. We just need to be aware of what it is. We need to sanitize. We need to be wearing a face covering. And that's all there is to it. It's something we haven't been used to ever before. Well, not for the past 18 months, anyway, before then. So we just need to get used to it, says Nigel. Totally agree with Dr. Haywood, says Jean as well. And Dee just dropped a note in to say, Andy, if we stop doing PCR tests, the government's official positive numbers will drop dramatically. So maybe they'll run with the idea that we can live in a low-case COVID society, even though the reality perhaps will be the opposite. And Paul said, don't agree. We have to live with the virus as well. We can't hide away. What would life be like if we were all paranoid to the extent of not leaving our houses? I think the government should not jump into hasty decisions. There's no doubt if we step back, we'll be sunk as a business island, says Paul. Thank you, Paul, for that note as well. Alex says, Andy, it doesn't matter what steps we take on island. We'll never get a grip of COVID until we start testing people at the ports. Other countries do it. So why not us? The less virus that gets in, the fewer cases on the Isle of Man. It's not rocket science. Come on, somebody in Comin, if you could sort that out, that would be fine. Test at the ports as well. The problem with doing LFT tests, even though getting a positive result, is some people won't isolate anyway, says Sharon. That's my kind of unspoken point, really. Some people will be, and this is something I thought about last week while I was brodging those things up my nose and just thinking, you know, some people may not tell the truth. Some people may get those two red lines and say they only got one red line. Maybe personal, maybe that they feel absolutely fine and they're only doing a test because somebody close by them has got it. I just wonder, have you ever done that? Have you ever done? I'm only asking, I'm not judging. Tommy, hi, Tommy.
All right, Danny, welcome back, my home, okay?
Thank you.
Hope you're okay. Cheers, Andy. We just had a few bars of Aurelie Want to Do by the Birds just in there a few minutes ago, Andy, wouldn't we? Where did that come from?
I think it was a computer gremlin in there. It's Hop Tune A.
Well, what's that got to do with the Birds? We can't, I've lost it.
I'm here loud and clear.
Oh, sorry, Andy. Yeah, I mean, it can be, you can bring this, you know, with a lateral flow test. Somebody could take it, and then it came out as negative, and the person was worried that it would be, the ticket givers were made the nice to use as a negative test company, because, I mean, apparently those little lines there, they last for quite a while, Andy, don't you, on the things last in my life. I've taken enough of them anyway.
Yeah, do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it could do, couldn't it? You know, for somebody, if they were abused the system. But you should, it's compulsory a vaccination, and you don't mind all these different things. They've got things coming out, maybe on again, and if you're doing to say that we're all going to die, we have the vaccination, but I implore everybody, please go down and get your vaccine. Let's go and make the whole island safe.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tommy.
Cheers, Andy. Welcome back.
Cheers now. Good to hear from you. And Jill's with us. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Andy. I'm going to upset an awful lot of people, I think. But basically, all our problems are down to the fact that people are selfish. They don't see why they should wear a mask or why they should have a face shield. And that is what is causing the spread. I was on the bus the other day, and I think there were about two of us with masks on. Now, if I go on the bus or I go into shops, I put a mask on for the sake of other people as well as myself.
And yet, do you remember when, was it earlier on this year? I think it was earlier on this year when suddenly the government went from, because they used to faff around saying, we advise, we'd quite like you to, we'd be happy if you did. And then they suddenly recommended that people wore them, and there were certain shops you couldn't go into without them. And I remember walking down Strand Street, everybody got a mask on. And suddenly, so what's changed in the meantime?
Well, I just think people have got fed up with it. You know, why haven't the government done something to overcome it? And, oh, we're not going to bother anymore.
So why do you think some people have changed their opinion?
I don't know, Andy. Because they don't, all they think about is number one.
I mean, and if you look at the situation, we know we have more. There's a lot of COVID knocking around on the Isle of Man at the moment. So you could say the situation is worse than it was, and fewer people are wearing masks and face coverings.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I don't wear a mask if I just go out for a walk. But as I say, if I go into a shop or anywhere, I put a mask on.
What are you hoping to hear from the government tomorrow?
Well, a definite something. Either, you know, you're going to wear masks, you must wear masks, and I'm afraid, you know, unless you have a very, very good reason. I mean, I'm asthmatic, but I can still wear a mask and breathe. So I would start fining people, quite honestly.
Fining people?
Yeah, if they haven't got a mask on, without a very good reason, then fine them. Start hitting them in their pockets, and you'll be amazed how many masks will appear.
All right, thanks, Jill.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
Good to hear. She said she was going to upset people. I would imagine, says Jackie, not everyone is going to the grandstand to have a PCR test when getting a positive LFT. However, for those that are employed, they need to have proof of a positive test as evidence that they're off sick. So it may not be as straightforward as we might like it to be, says Jackie as well. We came off the boat last Saturday. Some people were wearing face masks while walking about, says Sue as well. This is Anita who said, look, Andy, there apparently was a problem with the 12 to 15-year-old online registration for COVID vaccination. I couldn't complete it online. You might think you're on a waiting list, but you might not be. After three online attempts, I phoned 111 for my son's appointment, and he was vaccinated 2 weeks ago at a very organised Castle Rushton High School. My advice is, if you've registered your child for a vaccination and heard nothing, call 111 to check that you're on the list, says Anita as well. Here's a message in, just says, this is regarding gas. And Steve just said, I don't believe Manx gas price rises aren't being passed on fairly across all the IEG, International Energy Group's islands. Jersey's gone up by 13%, Guernsey by 17%, UK rises capped at 12%. Why are we at 27%? We don't need to accept that the Isle of Man regulator or Tim Wolfe's position on this. We should petition We should boycott Manx Gas. How do you boycott Manx Gas if you're a gas consumer, Steve? I'd love to know how you do that. And, well, you could boycott paying the bill and see how far you get. Maybe there'll be something coming out of this with when the MHKs convene tomorrow.
Bored with turkey and all the trimmings at every Christmas party? This year, spice things up at the Ocean Views. Our fabulous Christmas menus give you a traditional festive feast with a difference and a unique Mexican steakhouse vibe that's perfect whether it's one person or 120. With new dance floor, booth seating, plus wheelchair access and facilities. Visit oceanviews.im or call 623348 and spice it up this Christmas at the Ocean Views Onken.
They got your whole house in their hands.
When you need scaffolding,
DPM,
on time and on budget,
DPM,
we'll beat any quote.
DPM, we do it all at DPM.
DPM promise to beat any like-for-like scaffolding quote by 10%. So when you need scaffolding, call the friendly, experienced DPM scaffolding team on 612000. T's and C's apply.
We do it all at DPM.
Crossroads have been providing services to local carers and people with care needs for over 30 years. As the leading provider of support for carers on the island, our services are all about improving the lives of carers and giving them a break from caring. Visit crossroadsiom.org for more information.
Crossroads Isle of Man, putting carers first.
Manx Radio Breakfast, powered by IQ.
On today's programme, the latest COVID developments dominated the agenda.
I think there's more concern amongst the parents. I've been into a lot of local schools in the past 10 days and masks aren't worn.
Is there some scope for saying, well, if you've got a lateral flow test, we're not going to make you go up to the grandstand and have a swab that costs £30 a time, plus the PCR test that costs another £5 a time?
We'll be back in the morning, rounding up the top stories, and we'll have another chance for you to have a go at a spooky Mind the Gap with Manx Petroleum.
So join us tomorrow from 7:30 for Manx Radio Breakfast.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Look at that time, 12 minutes before one. Diane's with us now. Hello, Diane.
Hello, my dear. Glad you're better again.
Thank you.
Yeah. About these masks, I don't wear a mask. I'd never wear a mask. They've got graphene oxide in them, which is highly toxic to the body. That's the blue one, so that's one thing. Over 100 countries have been asked for freedom of information regarding this thing, and none of them can produce it. And there is 9 countries now, Spain has been the last, which people have gone to court over this and called or subpoenaed or whatever their medical health people, right, into court to produce a specimen, and they can't do it. They lost. So they can try and find me, and I'd be happy to go to court.
So would you wear a face shield?
What for? It doesn't exist. Nobody's been able to produce any of it. It's been patented, and you cannot patent a natural thing. It was asked, the MHRA was one of the Freedom of Informations, and they told Mr. Leader, it doesn't exist. It's been conjured up in a laboratory.
Well, so you reckon COVID is manufactured by somebody?
Well, of course it was. It was Fauci and the other one, people down there in America.
What have we been doing for 18 months?
Well, you better ask them that, because they did it in, they conjured up this thing, this spike protein. The first time was 2002, because it was a thing for dogs and animals, and Pfizer was trying to get a vaccine out for dogs and rabbits and things like that, and they couldn't do it. And in the end, Fauci, back in about 2005, so there's nothing novel about it, them and the, I don't know if it's called the FIH or the HIH, something like that, they conjured this up in a laboratory. That's why you're hearing all this business, what's the word now, where they add things to it. Oh.
So have you had your vaccinations, Diane?
There are no vaccinations. These are killer jabs.
All right.
They're 95% graphene oxide, which is highly toxic. What do you think? They're all dying.
Who's dying?
People. It's absolutely madness. I won't say some of the things I know, but I'll be happy to go to court. And if I have to go to court for not wearing a mask or some other to do with coronavirus, which stands for radiation poison.
But, Diane, you're not speaking as a health professional or a qualified physician or anything, no.
I research things.
Where do you get your information?
Off the internet.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, thanks for calling, Diane. 8 minutes to one now. Good to hear from you. And here's Steve with us. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Andy. How are you?
All right, better than I was. Thank you.
Oh, good man, good man. A couple of things, Andy, for me. I was contacted by 111 last week, saying I've been in contact with somebody who's got the virus. So that was great. He sent me an email, so I emailed them back saying, could they please tell me who the person was or where it was. Got an email back from them saying, no, can't tell you, under GDPR, that's it. Which you find amazing. Especially when you've got friends who've got vulnerable people, have been in contact with vulnerable people. I just find it amazing. You know, we're supposed to be stamping this thing out. Secondly, the kids at school, apparently, or allegedly, is that it's right through the schools. Council and ministers are going to meet tomorrow. No doubt they'll come round and say something like, all right, what we'll do is we'll take an extra week. That will get cleared at all, so they can have an extra week off school. That will clear that the teachers will be back in school. But what happens to the people who've got young children who can't find babysitters?
So you think they might just extend half term?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? You know, if it's life in the schools, keep away from school for an extra week. That's what they're telling people. If you've been in contact with people, stay away for a week.
But, Steve, so I mean, do you think there's got to be some sort of strategy to what we're going to do in the future, surely?
Surely there has, but, I mean, just, you know, the MHK ministers at the present moment have just gone very, very quiet, which I find amazing. You know, cases, what, with 750 at the present moment?
Yeah, 735.
Yeah, no comment from the Chief Minister, no comment from anybody else. I just find it amazing. You know, it's supposed to keep the people involved, keep them up to date with what's going on. No doubt tomorrow there'll be a Chief Minister's statement. And as I say, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he said, we're now getting a little bit concerned, we'll close the schools for an extra week.
Okay.
See what happens then.
All right. Well, I'll risk GDPR, Steve. Did you take an LFT?
Yeah, I did the lateral flow tests and everything else. So part of our policy at work is I stay away for 7 days taking tests before I go back. Glad to say I've been clear every day so far, touch wood. So, you know, it's just one of those things, unfortunately. But, you know, there are a lot of vulnerable people out there, Andy, a lot of vulnerable people, and we don't seem to be taking account of them.
Okay. And I'll just ask you this, Steve. The lady called Diane phoned up, and Diane phones from time to time, and when I'm happy to put her contrary view on the air. Diane is undeniably a denier of COVID. What do you feel about people who just deny that this is even happening?
Well, there's some nut cases about, isn't there, Andy? I mean, God forbid. Well, hand down, it's Balasella with the nursing home. There's been a friend of mine passed away with it. There's been numerous people. I find it quite insulting, actually, to the people who've lost family members actually spreading rumours like that. And there's nothing to prove that it is true. You know, I just find it, we're in the middle of a pandemic and, you know, these people just saying things for the sake of saying that, I just find it very hard.
Okay. All right, Steve, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Andy. Take care.
All right, 4 minutes to one now. And a lot of people ask why we permit contrary views on Manx Radio. There are some people who are absolutely, they have a view about COVID. Well, the reason is we will allow contrary views, and some of those views may be compelling and some may not be compelling. You, as always, will be the judge. because Man in Line is about what you think. It's about us sharing opinions and you coming to your conclusion. And that's your job in all this. I'll put everything together for you. What you think about it really is up to you. LFT can't be considered proof of COVID to the majority. Most employers wouldn't be happy with that. Neither would Social Security for those claiming sick pay, says Kirsty as well. James in Castletown, I think a face shield is a lot better than a face mask. Could make for a different Christmas as well. Sally just said, can you personalise face shields? Yes, you can. Put all the stickers on yourself, whatever you want. Face shields are meant to be single use, just like masks. Think of all that plastic waste. Also, stopping coaches won't achieve anything. They're basically school kids who are getting COVID, not getting very ill. Most adults are double jabbed. We need to learn to live with it. Assess your own risk, that is, says Mary. Thanks to Barry Redfern producing Man in Line today. I'm Andy Wynn. Back tomorrow at high noon. W.